This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The head of the post office believes his holiday operations will go much better this time around. I'm David Brancaccio. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy has a controversial 10-year plan that he thinks will make the post office stronger, even if it slows down delivery of mail in some parts of the country. Shorter term, there's the matter of the impending shipping season. I spoke to DeJoy from Washington, and I started by asking if we should expect a nightmare to come or if he has the holiday shipping surge under control.
David, I have three words. We are ready. We started early this year with our planning, and we've expanded capacity in people, facilities, automation, and transportation. And I'm excited to see how it plays out. So tell all your listeners to send us their packages. We're going to deliver them.
All right. I mean, the reason I raised the question, right, was last year wasn't so great. I mean, non-local first-class deliveries, for example, were running way behind. I think it was like 38% got there on time.
Yeah, that was we were overwhelmed, both in terms of our infrastructure. We did not have the infrastructure to deal with the increase in package volume. We had excessive employee turnover and availability issues. But when I joined, we were an organizational in crisis, and it manifested itself, you know, during the peak period. Much different story this year. We're ready.
Now, I get the fact that the post office was not, you know, perfect in every way by the time you got there. These are long-standing issues, but they're big problems to solve, right? I mean, first of all, the internet took a lot of the first-class mail business away from you, and then the internet means a lot more packages are flowing to and fro. You know, it hurts the bottom line of the institution.
That's accurate. I mean, but at the same time as we were experiencing this, you know, 42% reduction in mail volume, we had defective pricing regulation, we had unfair retirement funding legislation, and then we had lobbying against any type of action that the Postal Service took, including pricing changes. And then I will say there were limited attempts on our part to correct for that, you know, at least significantly enough. That's different now. The DFA plan takes action to achieve our vision, you know, for the future. And the plan eliminates a potential $160 billion loss that was projected when I got here and enables us to invest, you know, $40 billion in our much-needed infrastructure.
You're very candid, Postmaster, about, you know, the infrastructure challenges at the actual post offices, you know, roofs that need to be fixed. I just went down to mine in suburban New Jersey. And they only got one of the automated machines, and it's broken.
And then
there's a sign up at the counter that said they wouldn't take any cash. Now, you know, I have a debit card, so no big deal, but not everybody does. I mean, it's clear that the post offices themselves need work.
Well, we have 31,000 retail centers. We have 20,000 delivery units, and we have no money. So that is a big, you know, part of the problem. When I said we spent $1.1 billion fixing roofs and air conditioning systems, we probably have a need for about $4 billion. So it's everywhere, and that's the shame of the situation. But we're out to try and fix that.
Louis DeJoy is the 75th Postmaster General of the United States. I also talked to DeJoy about criticism he was slow to divest financial interests that could have been seen as conflicts of interest. He did not seem too excited about an experiment to add basic banking services at post offices or to allow the Postal Service to raise money by allowing alcoholic beverages to be sent by mail. Like so much with the post office, the law would have to be changed for that to happen. Our whole interview is streamable on demand, marketplace.org for that. Many small businesses are among the companies facing a hiring crunch at the moment. To attract more people, businesses are offering sometimes better pay and benefits. So how are these proprietors viewing paid family leave, which some lawmakers are pushing for in Washington now? A group of small companies surveyed in New York and New Jersey became more supportive of the idea in the first year of the pandemic, according to a new research paper this week. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more.
The pandemic may have made some small business owners more aware of what people need to deal with illness, says Stanford professor Maya Rawson Slater, one of the study's authors.
And I think the pandemic highlighted in this massive way the extreme need that people have to be able to take time off work.
Still, the study may not fully reflect the challenges small business owners face when workers take time off, says Kevin Kuhlman with the National Federation of Independent Business, especially for the smallest companies with fewer than 10 employees.
The owner would have to take on more responsibilities, as would more of employees, and that is during a time when employers are having trouble filling open positions as is.
But the alternative to paid leave could be more dire for business owners, says Rawson Slater.
For some of the most vulnerable workers, that might mean they have to just quit their jobs, right, if they can't get leave.
She says that would be even worse for employers already short on staff. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
Inflation, yes. Pandemic back orders, yes. But vigorous consumption, nonetheless, especially as gauged by quarterly sales and profit reports just out on some big retail chains. Let's consult economist Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives in New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I look at these results from Walmart, from Target, Home Depot, Lowe's, and it seems to be at odds with the other narrative that, oh my goodness, you can't buy anything because everything is backordered and prices are through the roof.
Yeah, we have to remember that these supply chain issues are coming because demand is so strong. The economy is really strong. The labor market is really strong. People are getting jobs and raises and have money to spend. And that's what's driving some of these bottlenecks is strong demand.
Bodes well for the holiday shopping season for those who want us to buy.
Retailers are pretty optimistic that consumers are going to be buying and that will continue to power the economy. And hopefully we're starting to see signs that some of these bottlenecks may be starting to ease so they can get the things that they want.
All right. Well, we'll see how quick it takes to get a cargo ship into the port of Long Beach tomorrow. Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And despite those very strong July to September results for Target, and word the chain has been able to get a hold of the items it was looking for to sell over the holidays, its stock is down more than 5% in early trading now, in part because the CEO also said today that inflation could cut into its profits going forward as the company opts not to pass on some wholesale price increases to shoppers. Home Depot stock is up 0.6%. Walmart stock is up slightly. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.